This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, October 2nd, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. The port worker strike now settles into its second day as manufacturers and retailers are calling on President Biden to intervene. The ripple effects of the shutdown of ports from Maine to Texas threatens the U.S. economy entering the critical fourth quarter and has major implications for agriculture. Mike Steenhoek with the Soy Transportation Coalition says container shipping of soybeans and soy meal represents a critical demand source for exports.
A lot of our customers want particular, you know, quality preservation, and many of them prefer to have more frequent, smaller purchases versus one large bulk shipment. And, you know, particularly in this era of higher interest rates, there's often a desire among that. For that among our customers. So it is, it's one of those ways that we're increasingly able to meet customer needs. And whether it's identity preserved soybeans or more commodity soybeans, both of them utilize containers as well as soybean meal.
Soy advisor John Bays of John Bays & Associates says container shipping serves critical markets for U.S. soy.
I think it really will affect some of the markets that there are some products that are going into smaller countries where they can't take a ship, and the other big buyers are, except for Taiwan, which takes over half its soybean imports in containers, other places that take a lot of containers are certainly China, but also into Southeast Asia, whether it be Thailand, Vietnam, all those places. And the Philippines take a lot in a container. It's an important market. It's a growing market. It's a market where containers allow the U.S. to get into smaller markets as build demand over time.
Steenhoek says markets lost due to the strike may not easily be regained.
We fight really hard to achieve these customers. And then all of a sudden, if you no longer have the brand ID of being a reliable supplier, those customers will go elsewhere.
Not only does the strike threaten soy exports, Steenhoek says the impact of the top domestic market for soy products also will suffer.
The domestic livestock industry is the number one customer for soybean farmers, and you can't have harm imposed on meat exports without also simultaneously having harm imposed on soybean farmers. And these are products that, as we know, even though they're in refrigerated containers, they are perishable, so there's not this infinite shelf life for this product.
Bays says the East Coast is a top market for U.S. pork and poultry.
You look at North Carolina, I think it's still the second largest pork-producing state in the country. That's where you've got Smithfield has major operations down in that area. And, of course, Smithfield is owned by a Hong Kong company, so a lot of the meat that they ship to China goes off the East Coast. So, yeah, it does back up fast. And if you back up on the poultry and pork sector, they've begin to hurt, then you can expect we're going to see less demand for soybean meal.
Steenhoek says exports were compromised leading to the strike, and they won't quickly recover when it ends.
It's not like starting up and stopping a lemonade stand. There's a very long period of time in order to have an orderly closure of port operations, and similarly, there's a very long lead time in order to get a port complex to be operating once again. So the residue of this already, even though we're in day one, will be lasting. And obviously the longer that the strike occurs, the more that ripple effect will extend into the future.
Aside from electronics and auto parts, Bays says some consumer staples may soon become scarce in the grocery store.
But there's a lot of things in the U.S. consumers are going to feel because, for example, one of the things they feel very quickly is bananas. We bring in all the bananas, mostly come in through the Gulf and the East Coast because they're coming out of Central America. So things like that, it backs up.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation and their call for a new farm bill. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. 141,000 farms were lost in 5 years. How many more will it take for Congress to pass a new farm bill and help farmers hold on? Learn more at fv.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.